And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State Treasurer Dale Falwell continues to pursue a bull-in-the-china-shop approach to negotiations with health providers over reimbursement rates from the state health plan that covers more than 700,000 state workers, dependents, and retirees. After sending reimbursement offers that were so low that almost all major providers dismissed them out of hand, Falwell backed down a little last week by making a, quote, final offer that would up payments by $116 million and reopen the sign-up period that had expired. Soon thereafter, however, Falwell's allies at the State Employees Association launched a personal and mean-spirited attack against the leader of Eastern North Carolina's Vidant Health. None of this is terribly surprising. In the past, Falwell has erected barriers, making it more difficult for state employees to participate in the state health plan, even as he has supported tax cuts that have helped undermine the plan's financial viability and opposed Medicaid expansion that would aid hospitals. The bottom line, the treasurer should ditch the bullying tactics and work calmly to expand coverage, improve state funding for the plan, and to negotiate a fair deal with hospitals. Frenzy Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.